Achieving work-life balance. If you were given the flexibility to plan your day, what would it look like? Research has shown the benefits of a good work-life balance. Reduced employee stress, leading to better performance and productivity, increased motivation and job satisfaction, and slower turnover of staff. According to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, workers in the Netherlands report the best work-life balance. With only 0.4% of Dutch people working very long hours, nearly everybody has time for leisure activities. This is in contrast to Turkey, where 4 in 10 people work over 50 hours a week. There isn't a clear formula for achieving work-life balance. One way is perhaps to make a clear distinction between work and private life. In recent years, more and more companies in Sweden have implemented a 6-hour workday. While at work, workers are encouraged to concentrate fully on work and minimize distractions, such as using social media and having long meetings. As a result, they have more time and energy to relax after they leave the office. Toyota service centers in Gothenburg, Sweden, switched to a 6-hour workday in 2002. Since then, the company has reported that their employees are happier, there is lower turnover, and it has become easier to recruit new staff. However, in reality, more people find themselves unable to enjoy their leisure time after long days at work. Technology has made it possible for us to remain accessible all the time. In a recent study on work-life balance in the United States, almost half the employees surveyed said they feel guilty if they don't check in on work when out of the office. So perhaps another way to promote work-life balance is to make work more enjoyable. Take Google, for example. It makes its work environment fun, starting right from the design of its offices. No two Google offices look the same. But in every one, there are kitchens filled with food and drink, fitness areas, shower rooms, gaming rooms, and places for employees to take naps. Employees are also able to plan their days flexibly. You can get into the office in the morning, do a workout in the middle of the day, return to work for a few hours, and maybe attend a workshop session. All of this is part of Google's efforts to improve employees' well-being and job satisfaction. Sandeep Chandna, a Google employee, believes that this approach is beneficial. As long as it doesn't affect your work quality, you're basically free to plan how to spend your workday. I usually go for a run in the afternoon. If I get stuck on something, I take a quick break to play a game of ping pong or foosball with my colleagues. As people lead busier lives, moving away from a traditional work culture may be a way to achieve better work-life balance. And while there may be different ways of allowing people to enjoy both work and life, this certainly isn't an impossible goal.